From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Consumer confidence in Florida dropped this month, but retailers were still busy over the Thanksgiving shopping weekend. Gina Jordan spoke to an economist who says he isn't concerned about the decline in confidence, at least not yet.
University of Central Florida economist Sean Snaith says shoppers may just be more budget conscious and eager to take advantage of big sales.
So you see this, you know, surge of activity, but then as the rest of the holiday season plays itself out, that sort of vigor and momentum is lost.
Snaith blames the November decline on several factors, like high unemployment and negative ads leading up to the election. He says declines in consumer confidence don't always lead to less spending. Last year, for example, as consumer confidence dropped, car sales rose.
If you're truly not confident about your economic outlook or your financial future, you don't go out and buy a new car. So we saw a bit of a disconnect there.
Snaith expects the economy will continue a very slow recovery. He also thinks Washington will take steps to avoid the tax increases and spending cuts that are scheduled to go into effect next year, otherwise known as the fiscal cliff. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
This is the time of year that many birds from the north begin migrating south for the winter. Some will stay here, and others will pass through the region on their way to the Caribbean or South America. Increasingly, though, these birds are running into man-made obstacles that leave them hurt. Marva Hinton reports, when this happens, there's help.
The South Florida Wildlife Center in Fort Lauderdale treats more than 3,000 migratory birds each year. As they fly through South Florida, they have to navigate a changing landscape.
If new buildings come up or forests are taken down or a dam is put up and waterways change, that can confuse the birds, which causes them sometimes to have to deviate from their normal route, taking them over long stretches of water where they cannot land and feed.
In addition to new high-rises and recently cleared land, the center's executive director, Sherry Schluter, says these birds are also running into people who would do them harm.
We have seen an increase in injuries, trauma-related injuries, poisonings, lead-shot birds, crashes into glass windows. So it's amazing to me that as many of them make it to the destination, are able to have their young regain their strength and fly back home to the north in the spring.
When the birds arrive at the center, they're cared for by 3 licensed vets and 3 licensed wildlife rehabilitators. The facility does all of this without receiving any government assistance. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
A group of about 25 divers off Hillsborough Inlet in North Broward got the treat of a lifetime Sunday morning, a face-to-face encounter with a whale shark about 30 feet long. And yes, they do have the photos to prove it. They say the shark was just swimming and eating and kept swimming right up to them. The group says their encounter lasted about an hour and 10 minutes before the giant brown creature with white spots moseyed away. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.